This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين الرسول الأمين حبيب رب العالمين محمد صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praises due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah, and the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and make us amongst his followers. اللهم آمين اللهم آمين اللهم آمين يا أحباب رسول الله صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه لا يوجد أب ولا أم في الدنيا إلا وهو يتطلع إلى صلاح أبنائه اللهم أصلح أبناءنا يا رب العالمين There is no parent, father or mother, but we want the best for our kids. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them that which is best, ya رب العالمين. This is not only our wish, this is not only for the people in the masjid, but this is something amongst humanity. And we see when Ibrahim alayhi salam, where he prays, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي And every time Ibrahim alayhi salam made a dua in the Quran, his children were included in that dua. Every time. You look it up. Every time Ibrahim prayed, he made a prayer. Was not only for himself, but it also included his children. Ya Allah, make me of those who are constant in their worship to you, and also of my offspring, O Allah. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyyati. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, that people pray for the righteousness of their children as well. And where we live, by means of observation, inshallah, today, just going to share with you what people have deemed to be, what is it that parents do that is leading towards that? And this is not meant to guilt people or to teach people. Almost everything that I'll be sharing here with you today, inshallah, is going to be something that we all know, but we just need to be reminded of. And that is the purpose. Friday prayers, they can be educational, they can be informative, but they're also reminders. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ It said, remind people. It's only believers that heed these reminders. First thing that we know is, despite all the different calls that we see in the culture about how important the individual is and how the individual is the most important element in society, all research is telling us that's actually not true. It is not the individual that is most important. It actually is the family that is most important. Despite of the overwhelming propaganda that we get that our kids, you're special, you're this, they are. They are important. But an individual is not the most important block in society. It is actually the family that is most important. And before we start talking about what the kids can do, another research also. Alan Galinsky, the Work and Family Institute, interviewed 1,000 kids. They got 1,000 kids together. And they said, if you had one wish, and it would be granted to you, for your parents, what would that wish be? And they asked the same question to the parents, asking them, what do you think your kids are going to say? And most parents guessed that I'm very sure my kids would say, I wish that my parents would spend more time with me. But that's not what happened. Most of these kids, that were interviewed, they said, we wish that our parents were less anxious and tired when they were with us. That's really interesting. See, something happens to us when we are tired and anxious. What happens to us? Now, those of us who have experienced being tired and being anxious, we know this. But what's interesting about this research is that the kids actually picked on it. What happens? People who are tired, they have very little tolerance for irritants. They are not very tolerant. We're just tired. Especially when you're physically exhausted, you're just tired. When you are tired, you're not a good listener. When you're tired, you don't show enthusiasm. When you're tired, you are less optimistic. We'll add anxiety into this as well, anxious about what's going to happen tomorrow and what do I need to do by tonight and what needs to be ready for this and what needs to be ready for that. Then you experience what we call burnout. So first thing that we learn is that when we as parents, when we relax, says something happens to the dynamic in the family. Very incredibly interesting, subhanAllah. So what do these parents do? They say that successful parents, what they do is that they observe and they encourage. Parents that are not very successful, they spy in order to find faults. They observe and they encourage. قالوا يلاحظ ويشجع مش يتجسس ويغلط. They observe and they encourage. Our kids, subhanAllah, do a lot of incredible things. They do a lot of good. In addition to being mischievous and they being kids, but they do a lot of good. And the tendency sometimes is that we only pay attention to the wrong that they're doing, and all the good that is taking place gets to be missed out. And as a result, they feel that, you know what, being good is not rewarding. What is really rewarding is what do people pay attention to? Because remember, kids, they value things because of the attention that they get because of it, at least initially. And if being good does not really get me that attention, it's not validated, it's not valued, it's not even recognized, then what happens is, you know what? It's not really that good anymore. So first thing they say is that good parenting is creating this ability of seeing the good and encouraging more of it. Why is that? Humanly, subhanAllah, they say that any behavior that gets rewarded is a behavior that will be repeated. Second thing about parenting, good parenting. They say that the good parent also, قال الوالد الناجح, الوالد أقصد الوالد والوالدة, قال الوالد الناجح يتعامل مع أبنائه على حسب حالتهم النفسية مو على حسب حالته المزاجية. So that good parenting also is about dealing with their kids in accordance to their kids' emotional state, not according to the parents' mood. Don't talk to dad today. He's in a bad mood. Oh, you better not get near mom today, man. It's not her day, man. No. So they say that good parenting is about recognizing the emotional state that these kids are in and behaving accordingly, not our own moods. The best of this was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Anas ibn Malik tells the story. قال كان لي أخ من أبي. Said that I had a half brother. Said that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam once visited us, he said that his name was Umair. Umair was 3 years old. And he said he was just sitting there and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would often come and visit. And he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came and he found my half brother holding a small birdie and he just looked sad. And then the Prophet, peace be upon him, came to him and he said, Ya Aba Umair, ma fa'al an-nughayr? He said, Abu Umair, even though he's just 3 year old kid, already gave him a nickname. making him feel like a man. Abu Umair. His name is Umair. We said, father of Umair. He said, what happened to the Nughair? And said that he just smiled to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The birdie is not feeling well and he's just rubbing on the birdie. Say that few days later, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes and visits and sees little Umair. And then the first thing the Prophet, peace be upon him, asks is, ma ba Umair? Ma fa'al al-Nughair? Abu Umair, how is the little birdie doing? And Anas ibn Malik tells the story and he said, the kid rushed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he started screaming, mat al-Nughair, mat al-Nughair. Said that he rushed to the Prophet, peace be upon him, threw himself on the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Prophet of Allah, the birdie is dead, the birdie is dead. Man, I'm a prophet of Allah. Man, I need to save humanity. I need to teach people about salvation. I need to be meeting with this tribe and this delegation is visiting over. And you're talking to me about the birdie that is not feeling well? Yes. Why do you do that? Say that with kids, usually you deal with them in the accordance of their emotional state, not because of our mood. The fact that I didn't have a good day at work does not mean that this gives me a green license or a light, green light or a license that I come and I be abusive or rude towards my family. Don't get me wrong. We all have our moments of bad days. But by no means, my bad day, my bad mood is going to reflect on the way that I deal with my family. Second or third point they say about these families or about these parenting style. They say, الأب أو الأم الناجح الناجحة قال يثير الأفكار ولا يثير الأعصاب. هذه لطيفة. يثير الأفكار ولا يثير الأعصاب. They say that parents who are successful, what they do is that they enhance people's ability to think rather than get on their nerves. That's really sad. When we as parents get on our kids' nerves, man, at that point, we're not really motivating them to think, but we are just emoting them to be angry. And they say that good parenting do not do that. There was actually a research that was done, I believe it was at Emory, if I am not mistaken. I could be wrong about this one. But what they did is they asked a group of parents, and they said, will your children, so the research was about families that have mission statements and vision statements. What is our family like? What does our family stand for? And the research has suggested that the parents sit with their kids and see if they can come up with a mission statement about their families. But then they said, wait a minute, mission statements are a reflection of the values that you hold. So they asked the parents and they said, will your children be able to identify the most important values to you? Will your children be able to do that? Well, sometimes we say, don't lie. Sometimes we say, tell the truth no matter what. But everything else seems to be a lot of yelling that is taking place. So they said, ask yourself that question. Will your children be able to tell what are the most important values to you? You know, the Quran alludes to this. أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتُ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. So were you present when Ya'qub alayhi salam, in his time of death, his children around him, he said to them, what will you worship after I pass? This is him inquiring about, are you aware of the values that I wanted to pass on to you? And alhamdulillah, the answer was not disappointing. So they say that a parent that are successful, they do that. And here's what they found out. They actually studied MRIs of the prefrontal cortex of the children. And they say that parents who spoke to their kids in such a way that made the kids think, it said that the developmental there was very clear. And our prefrontal cortex is the place that is responsible for cognitive functions. And also this idea of the ability to تحكم في المشاعر control. Okay. So now what happens is they say that the more you do of this, actually the better that reflects in our children. So they say that good parenting is about being able to entice people to think and not necessarily, you know, being able to get on people's nerves. And then finally, and this is very, very prophetic, is this idea of gentleness. الله يا إخواني سبحان الله نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما كان الرفق في شيء إلا زانه ما نزع من شيء إلا شانه. He said that whenever gentleness is present, it beautifies everything. And whenever anything, gentleness has been taken away from them, it just that it makes it really look ugly. Unfortunately, sometimes the inherently beautiful can look ugly because of the rudeness, and that which is inherently ugly can look beautiful because of the gentleness. Ask little kids. When they hear or when they tell me, I hate Salah time at home. You should see the way that my dad tells us to come and pray. I hate Salah time at home. What happens is that all the yelling that takes place, all the name calling that takes place, and accusations of being lazy, and accusations that what in the world is going on? That even though despite the fact that we may be calling them to something that is good, said that the reality of it is that sometimes when gentleness is not present, even that which is inherently good has the potential of just being unwanted, undesired, simply because of the approach that it was taken place to it. So now what happens is, like I said, by no means this is going to fix problems. But the whole idea is, if we really want to see that change, there are small things here and there that can actually be implemented. And what happens is, with the gentleness, making sure that our mood is not reflective in the way that we deal with them, meeting people at the emotional state that they are in, be known to be people who entice people to think and to grow, that these are some of the things that it was found out that really help these families succeed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us successful families, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in understanding, Ya Rabbil Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى الصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتفى. It's been too long, man. COVID has been around for too long. And it is having an impact on the well-being of families and of children. And unfortunately, with the recent developments, the majority of kids who are physically impacted, majority of people who are, so it shouldn't say the majority, but of the people that are being impacted greatly at this point are children. And I believe that in Tennessee, I believe it's at 36% of the people contracting COVID are actually children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep them all safe, Ya Rabbil Alameen. But see, with COVID, it's not only about the physical impact, but it is also having an emotional impact. There was a study saying that kids are feeling very lonely, they're feeling very irritated, they're feeling very anxious, and they're feeling very depressed. Because remember, it's not just about not having their school and not being around their children and their friends and not being able to go out, and with their freedoms being limited the way that it has been, it is really having an emotional impact on these kids. And what we need to do with as parents, just literally two points. Number one, please cool it down with the criticism. Please cool it down with the criticism. Because there is so much. Remember what happens right now is that we are on each other's face for a long time, especially if you're working from home and the kids are going to school at home, and every now and then somebody is yelling because the kid was playing a game or they were on YouTube because they needed to be on the classroom. And there is just so much yelling going back and forth and so much criticism. Say, cool it down with the criticism. Cooling it down with criticism is not an approval of the wrong that is taking place. But really, cool it down with the criticism. And when you're constantly criticizing me, I just get the sense that you don't like me, and I also start not liking myself. And this is not just with the children. Even with us adults, cool it down with the criticism. The practice of gentleness and just giving people some room to just be themselves. Creating a safe place where people can just speak about their frustration, about their disappointment, about their this and their that. When people do this, especially in a controlled setting within their family members, the tendency is that people feel that they've been heard. Somebody knows how they are. Somebody knows how they are feeling. Please be safe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us and all of our families safe, Ya Rabbal Alameen. If any of us or our families are not feeling well, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a speedy recovery. If any of us or our loved ones are going through difficult times, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease our pain. If any of our loved ones or ourselves have lost the way, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us back to His way. If any of our loved ones have passed away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless their souls. We want to pray for our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan, in Palestine, in wherever they may be oppressed, wherever there is violence, wherever there is poverty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease all of their pain, Ya Rabbal Alameen, and bring peace to their world and to our world, Ya Rabbal Alameen. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله أعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله استوى استقيم واعتدل الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يخروا عليها صما وعميانا والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا ويلقون فيها تحية وسلاما خالدين فيها حسنت مستقرا ومقاما قل ما يعبأ بكم ربي لولا دعاؤكم فقد كذبتم فسوف يكون لزاما الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت.